For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm Lori Mack. Connecticut has reverted back to a modified Phase 2 reopening plan following an increase in coronavirus cases. Among the changes, indoor dining at restaurants had to drop back to 50% capacity. They're also required now to close by 10 p.m., which is a change from the governor's initial order to close at 9:30. To get an understanding of what this means for the restaurant industry, we spoke with Leanne Griffin, food and dining reporter for the Hartford Courant Friday. Leanne, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you so much for having me, Lori.
What do these changes mean for an industry that has already taken a significant hit during the pandemic?
The restaurants are really upset about this change with a closing of, it's now 10 o'clock. It was initially said to be 9:30. To have diners out of the building by 9:30, it meant a full service restaurant couldn't really seat anybody past about 8 o'clock. So when they're looking for three turns of a table throughout the night, especially on a weekend night, they're losing, it could be a third of their revenue on a busy night. And so when you've already have a half capacity dining room, and your revenue is down to begin with, you might be taking away 20% or more of an already shrinking profit.
So how helpful was changing the closing time from 9:30 to 10?
I think it depends. I know that the Connecticut Restaurant Association had asked for 11 o'clock, and they had asked for that on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And that was their request. They didn't think it was unreasonable. And I'm guessing 10 o'clock may have been the governor's choice because it wasn't too far past the initial 9:30. Now he said he's doing that in association with Massachusetts, which has set the same 9:30 closing time for a 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. stay-at-home advisory order. So he had said in a press briefing that he didn't want people driving back and forth between the states looking for a later closing time. So he's trying to work in conjunction with Massachusetts and I believe Rhode Island. So it's still, I know that 10 o'clock might help somebody if there's a seating at 8, and if it's a full service restaurant, they're having a 2-hour meal. But I don't know that it's exactly what they wanted or needed.
Well, recently, Connecticut issued an amendment to the state's dining regulations, which prohibited the use of igloos, greenhouses, and other structures that many of these restaurants were hoping to make use of during the winter months. That decision has apparently been reversed. In a Facebook post Friday night, the Connecticut Restaurant Association said outdoor structures have now been approved for restaurant use. The Department of Economic and Community Development oversees restaurant reopenings. Leanne, what's the concern regarding these structures?
The concern from the DECD is the ventilation. They want to make sure that there's enough fresh air coming into these structures. So there's always air circulating. I had spoken to Toro Loco in Farmington and the owner there. He said the phone's ringing off the hook. People really want to be part of this cool experience, to sit outside and to have, you know, what you would imagine would be a safer experience in a relatively outdoor setting. But the main restaurant that has gotten the okay to do it is Millwright's in Simsbury. And Tyler Anderson has worked with the DECD on how to figure out the best way to get fresh air in there, to have ventilation in the structure, and to have the servers come and serve from a cart outside the structure so they don't go in where the diners are.
I know that some restaurants have closed permanently. About how many restaurants are in Connecticut, and can you talk about some of the noteworthy closures?
Firebox in Hartford closed, I believe, in April or May. They were really dependent on the state businesses in the offices around that area, Broad Street. Dish on Main Street in Hartford closed. They weren't able to take advantage of takeout really easily or outdoor seating, so that was another problem. Park and Oak was a popular place in West Hartford that closed. Sometimes it came up to the point where a restaurant was looking to renew a lease, and because things were so unstable and they didn't know exactly what would happen in the next few months, that sometimes restaurants opted not to renew a lease in that location.
Is there a part or parts of the state hit harder than others?
The cities, downtown Hartford is having a particularly hard time. Downtown Hartford is relying on business traffic, business travel, event goers going to the Excel Center or Hartford Stage or the Bushnell. There isn't enough traffic to make up for that business. So that is where I'm hearing the most struggle right now, is the downtown Hartford restaurants.
Leanne, how has your job as a food and dining reporter changed this year?
It was weird. I was telling someone the other day that once this all started to go down in March, I started to wonder what does happen to my job. My whole job is to go out to restaurants and to speak to people and to report on trends and to report on new openings and closings. And I thought, what is it going to look like in a month? I had no idea. It was just this weird kind of surreal feeling. So the first few weeks were a lot of gathering reactions from restaurants and talking to people about how this is going to impact them. So I think some people thought it might be 2 weeks, a month. Then it was clear that it was stretching on well beyond April. And I got pulled into a lot of general assignment reporting because, you know, with a smaller staff, we really needed everybody hands on deck to be doing everything. I really started to move back into restaurant reporting once the outdoor dining opened up again in May, and then once indoor dining opened again in June. But it's really taken a lot to get back to reporting on menus and things that would have been normal before all of this.
Before I let you go, aside from the length of time that this has gone on, is there anything else that surprised you out of all this?
I think just how resilient the restaurant owners are. I think that's probably by nature the industry, because it is kind of capricious, and the toughness that people have shown, the creativity that people have shown, the ability to get back up after being knocked down, the sheer willpower that they've had to get through this has been truly impressive.
Thanks so much for talking with us.
I really appreciate it.
Leanne Griffin is a food and dining reporter for the Hartford Courant. This is Connecticut Public Radio.